why. This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yeah. Yep. It's that time of year where it's time to put people on the good or bad list. It's not our job. We're just here to present the cases to one Santa Claus. We know he's listening and always watching, kind of like your TVs. Well, let's look at one of the top Google searches of the year. And around this time of year, top trending searches, because coming up here in 6 days, it is the winter solstice, the official start of the winter season. And as we head into a high of 80 this Saturday with it, here are some of the top trending winter solstice questions to Google. First of all, number one, how to celebrate winter solstice.
Oh, okay.
Two, how to make a Yule log. That might be interesting.
You were concerned about that last week.
I am fascinated with the Yule and or log or both. Number three, how to make a winter solstice wreath. Four, how to host a winter solstice party. And then finally, number five, how to pronounce winter solstice. To which, actually, if you ask Google AI, this is what you get on how to pronounce solstice. AI, here you go.
Solstice.
That's,
I don't think she really knows.
I just literally...
Solstice.
That's what Google says is how you say solstice.
Solstice.
Sounds like something I need chips for.
Solstice.
All right. Dum, 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 AI. Dum, dum. Winning again.
So did you spring for a fresh tree this year? They're beautiful. Smells so good. And may contain things that look like pine cones. And just be careful if you get one of these. And they're lumpy and attached. You see, those could be egg sacs filled with hundreds of praying mantis waiting to cause an infestation in your home. But I do hear they're good luck. They're farmer's friend. If this does happen to you, experts say to dispose of the tree.
Praying mantis, the female, eats their male's mate, right?
Yeah, just in time for the wedding.
We're getting married!
So special.
Yeah, okay.
We're in trouble, dum-dum.
All right. She wants a live tree, so this is going to go great.
Chop, chop.
Let us go to also some foliage going on over there in England. You see, Roy Marsh was over there in Lincolnshire, England, just last month.
As you do.
When, as according to the 86-year-old's account over there, as I was sitting there, a gale blew a big reed in my mouth. Now, translated into to American English, he was sitting there on a park bench, and all of a sudden, gust of wind, and a leaf blows in his mouth.
Okay.
What do you do?
I don't know.
He said he spat it out. And just as he got up to walk away, two enforcement officers came up to him.
No.
Said, you just spit on public property.
Ooh.
And received a fine of $334 in our conversion there. It was later reduced on appeal because he actually went to the county, whatever they call it there, and said, hey, what is the... And they said, okay, well, how about $200.70? Yeah, and paid it because he spit out a leaf.
Solstice.
Exactly.
So when your woman wants something really bad, a good man will head out and buy it. A wife in Maryland sent her husband on a honeydew mission, which is a very good thing. You see, it turned out to be worth $50,000. What she wanted was a Powerball ticket. He went and got it and then left it with her, and then she called him while he was at work to break the news. And she plans to spend it on a vacation for their grandchildren.
There you go. I don't know. General situation there. Let's go to the story of 39-year-old woman in Florida, LaToya Clark. She was pulled over on Wednesday, blocks away from the U.S. District Court that she was supposed to be at. In fact, she was on the way there because she's got a pretty big court case and trial, accused of defrauding $29 million from the government for COVID relief loans. So LaToya Clark was, to her credit, driving to the courthouse. She's going to be there on time.
Right.
Problem was, when she was pulled over, she was driving a stolen U-Haul cargo van that she took out for a one-day rental 2 months ago. When she didn't return it, it was reported stolen. Now she has that to deal with, along with, about three 20-year prison sentences. So she'll have a lot of
solstice
in jail.
Thank you. You know, sometimes you need a ride, and it's an absolute emergency. So what is the answer here? I'm not sure. But stealing should not be one of the potential solutions. Out of Commerce City, Colorado, a man stole a police car from the police station.
No.
He went for a ride. No. And because it belongs to the police, they found him inside.
Yeah.
Buck naked.
Why does that have to be
no
the
excuse.
Step that is taken?
Because
that is actually something you have to put effort into doing. To take that clothes off.
Paints a picture.
And then finally, this is a bit of a follow-up of the story we brought you back in October as Kohler, which makes, you know, toilets and stuff.
The new.
Well, Kohler debuted its $600 toilet camera that watches the thing, you know, you do your thing, and then analyzes the thing and lets you know.
What?
You know, how the health of you is... how they do it or even why at this point.
This is definitely not a Christmas gift.
But now experts claim there's a major security flaw. It doesn't really have end-to-end data encryption like Kohler said.
Mm.
I mean, one end is covered there.
Excuse me.
You know, well, and you thought your TV spying on you was bad.
Dum, 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 dum.
Okay.